President Asif Ali Zardari and Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif, in their separate messages on International Labor Day, May 1, reaffirmed Pakistan's commitment to the protection, welfare, and empowerment of workers, terming them the backbone of the nation's economic development. President Zardari highlighted the importance of skill development for workers and youth to meet the demands of an evolving job market. He urged collaboration among governments, private enterprises, educational institutions, and civil society to create a comprehensive ecosystem for labor empowerment. Calling laborers the driving force of the economy, the president paid tribute to their role in sustaining manufacturing, agriculture, SMEs, and the public sector. He called for meaningful policy reforms, inclusive development, and a culture that respects all forms of labor. Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif, in his message, described workers as the real driving force behind Pakistan's progress and resilience. He noted that labor protections are embedded in the constitution and aligned with international commitments under ILO conventions. The Prime Minister detailed reforms undertaken by the government, including the ratification of key international conventions and the introduction of the National Occupational Safety and Health Profile. He also highlighted the expansion of welfare institutions like OB and WWF, along with efforts in digitization and vocational training through NAVTI and TAFTAS, with a special focus on youth and women. Both leaders urged all stakeholders, government, employers, workers, and civil society, to work together in promoting a safe, dignified, and opportunity-rich environment for all laborers.